So, in such a job would say, if your meditation makes you peaceful, then accept it. If your meditation doesn't make you peaceful, then accept it. Just keep coming back to acceptance, acceptance. In terms of this meditation, the need to make effort becomes more and more subtle. The sense of me doing it becomes less and less imperative. You come to a point where the body is just felt to be breathing, and there's the silent presence to breath. But most of us need a kind of entry point to huff and puff a bit to get there and get the energy right and get aware of the body. Once you're aware of the body, then the mind tends to settle with the body, and then the subtleties of effort become very interesting, because the whole sense of me doing something is really where ego's at, isn't it? Me becoming something, me doing something. So the investigation becomes not intellectual, just attentive to the very nature of effort. You're watching that, and the need for effort becomes less and less, becomes subtle. But I don't think that needs to be explained much. That just needs to be observed. I think that's quite natural. That comes quite naturally. So don't try to figure that one out. Just let it figure itself out. Because there's something about when we give consciousness a chance, wisdom can arise. It's the nature of insight. It's like revelation, but it's not revealed by an outer power. It's just revealed by the fact that we kind of get out of the way and allow the observing mind just to see the way things are. So doing whatever meditation we're doing, we'll do walking meditation now. Do try to notice the end of a thought, the end of a scenario. So if you're walking back and forth and your mind was, you're thinking about work or family, and then you notice that, then you just stop, and this is the end of thought. And please don't go into thinking, oh, where's the end of thought? Because that's another thought. Have I found the end of thought? So just notice it, I'm here now, I'm present, the end of thought. So that's a kind of continual opening of the mind. And notice what the desire is always doing is trying to find an object or get rid of an object. It's always preoccupied with objects. So the sense of a very, you're opening up, this is the way it is now, listening to the crows, looking at the river, do things like that, they're very helpful. And so that as we do that, as we see the end of thought, then we also notice the beginning of thought. We notice how thought is just another object in consciousness coming and going, coming and going. And one of the problems we have is we often try to get rid of thought. And so it becomes a kind of inner battle with thought, or trying to get rid of some emotion. Why am I feeling so whatever it is? So in walking back and forth, thoughts will come up. It's natural. Just really notice this is an end of a thought. Notice that space, the gap between thoughts. Oh, that works. So as you're doing this, nice sound. That is a snowmobile, is it? Sweet things. One of our considerations the last committee meeting we had was we've got to find a snowmobile maps for where not to put our monastery. As we create space and consciousness, as we're not busy with things, then quite often a lot of it's not uncommon for psychological things and memories and painful things to come into consciousness, and I think that's a good thing, difficult, but it does. And when these things become conscious, resentments or fears or grief, I always find if I can allow them to process through the body rather than to go up into thought, I find that to be very effective. So I try to welcome feelings which are very, very strong, because I might have a tendency to try to get rid of them. So I say, okay, if you want to be here for a few days, go for it. So, but then the notice how when I take it into thought, I'm not connected to that energy, the energy of grief or the energy of sorrow or whatever it is, and that disconnection just gets me into this sort of quagmire of thinking and a strong sense of self and memory. Whereas if I can see, oh, that's a memory. So maybe let's say if I'm, let's say I've had some really a difficult time with someone maybe a few weeks ago, and you know I got betrayed or whatever, and it starts to come up into the mind. Well, that's a memory. The memory has a thought pattern, right? But it also has a kind of energetic pattern. And if I can recognize, oh, that's just memory, right? Now where is it? How does it feel in the body? And just let the body speak to you, then you're not repressing, right? You're not trying to get rid of it, but also one isn't perpetuating the belief in it. It has a chance to manifest through the body and has a chance to go to cessation. I find that very effective, very helpful. And that's what classically is purification, you know, purification of the heart, which happens. It's very, very important kind of thing. If it happens, to recognize it's healthy, helpful. So if you have some body sensitivity, then you've got a good way of processing that. You become aware of the body, you become aware of the breath. So I use a lot for anything really in life. I'd use the heart chakra and the guts. So I just say, okay, out breath, where are you right now? And where's the stomach right now? And where's the heart right now? And those are just two excellent areas to. It's like the body has wisdom, doesn't it? You know, we tend to always see wisdom as thought, maybe as intelligence, but the body has a lot of telling us a lot. If I get angry at someone, my body tenses up, doesn't it? So just I think body sensitivity, body awareness through breath or other practices, then gives me the facility to notice how I'm reacting to life through the body. And then just having the willingness to say, oh, this is the way it is now, and be receptive to that, allows that energy to normalize. And the attitude has to be one of like compassionate welcoming. That's the way to allow it to run its course. But in general, just try to notice the end of a thought, the space between thoughts, like this thought now, one of those guys shut up when they're snowing. They're really noisy. How big are the engines of those things? Pretty big. We won't get one from the monastery. Let's do some walking meditation. Whoever is ringing the bell, could you please ring it about, say, 20 past 3, please? Okay, so we're back here at 3:30.